Good evening. Afternoon. Merry Christmas. Okay. Did you all not have your afternoon coffee? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
There we go. So, who up here? Why are we here tonight? Anybody? Why? Because it's Jesus' birthday. But Jesus wasn't just born like everybody else, was he? Well, he's kind of born tonight. Can we agree on that, Emma? Are we good with tonight? Okay, yeah, but it's still too early, because if you just heard the story, it had to have been nighttime. You're right. So we're a little bit ahead, but I think we can, can we still tell the story, though? Yeah, okay, cool. So, once upon a time, there was a woman, and an angel came to her. Anybody know who the angel was? Yes. What went right out of your head? Yes.
Gabriel.
It was the angel Gabriel. And so Gabriel came, and what did Gabriel tell Mary? Anybody know? What did Gabriel tell Mary? Yes. You're right. Perfect. The angel said, don't be afraid. Do you know that's what angels always say? It's true. Angels show up. And quite frankly, if you're seeing somebody sent by God, it's a good way to start. So what else did the angel tell Mary? What?
You'll have a baby.
You're going to have a baby. Surprise. Okay, so who has Mary? All right, you want to come put her up here? Or maybe you're going to need to. Can you make it? All right. So we're going to put Mary because we kind of start with her. Are you okay with her there? Is that okay position? Okay. So Mary, though, she was going to have a baby, but was Mary married?
No.
No, she wasn't married at the time. She wasn't planning on having a baby. Like, you know, nothing was happening, but there was a guy who was interested in her. Who was it?
Joseph.
Who was? Joseph. And they were engaged to be married. So it was like they were dating. Got it? So they were dating, and then Mary had to tell Joseph, guess what? I'm having a baby. And Joseph said, what? It's true. But then Mary explained it was God's baby. And Joseph said, I still think you're crazy, but okay. Actually, in another story, Joseph gets visited by an angel, and the angel says, do not be afraid. And then says, don't worry, we have this all worked out. So who has Joseph? Do you want to come put Joseph up here? Now, there's part of the story was Mary and Joseph, were they in their house when it came time for Jesus to be born? No, where were they going to? They had to stay in a barn. You got it, totally right. So they were traveling, and there was no room in the inn. They thought they were going to get a room, and there was none. And so the innkeeper said they could go to the barn, right? And so where were they traveling to? Where were they going? Do you remember?
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. So they were on their way to Bethlehem, and Mary said, whoop, time to have the baby. And they ended up in a barn in Bethlehem. But somebody just said, so they didn't have a bed. What did they put Jesus in? Go ahead. Hay. Okay, you're right. It was hay. And the hay is stored in, what's the thing that we call, that we store the hay in? Manger. Who has the manger? Somebody. Oh, look, and it has the hay in it. You're totally right. Do you want to put it up there? Can you sneak up there and do that? Great. Now, if we have hay in a manger, that's not normally for babies. What is that normally for? Okay, for what?
Cows.
Cows and what else? Yes?
Eating.
Eating, but who's eating it? Am I eating the hay?
No, the cows.
Cows and who else?
Donkeys.
Donkeys and who else?
Sheep.
We have some sheep. But, all right, so does anybody have a donkey or a sheep? And the sheep we can bring up at two different points. But Catherine, why don't you put your sheep up? Okay, hold on to yours for a second. You're going to get the second round of sheep. Does somebody have a cow? It's my favorite piece. It's an ox. Okay, I'm sorry, the ox. The oxen were lowing. Can you get him up? All right, hold on. If you still have a sheep, hold on to him. Because we're going to do more sheep in a second. Good, we have some more sheep. Okay, so we have Mary and Joseph, and suddenly, who gets born? Who gets born?
Jesus.
I didn't hear you. Who gets born?
Jesus
gets born. You're right. And so who has baby Jesus? You do. Do you want to put him in the manger? Oh, man. Although the cow's looking like he's eaten. We may want to back the oxen off there. Don't want baby Jesus to lose a digit that early on. There we go. Cows have seriously strong teeth, man. So, baby Jesus gets born, and does anybody know what happens next? Who are the first people to find out that Jesus was born? Who are the very, very first people? Well, all right, Mary and Joseph. Okay, after Jesus' parents, well played, very well played. That's why I like the older kids up here. Okay, after Mary and Joseph and God, who are the first people who find out? Who is it? The who?
Shepherds.
So that, but how do the shepherds find out that Jesus was born?
Angel.
Yes. Yeah, there is a star in the sky, but there are angels that appeared. So who do the shepherds take care of?
Sheep.
So the shepherds are out in their field, and this is why we know it's nighttime. Because they're all sleeping in the fields with their sheep, and an angel comes and says, guess what? The Messiah was born tonight, and you all should go to Bethlehem. Now, shepherds don't normally go to Bethlehem very often. They live out in the fields. But they all came to Bethlehem, and there was a star that let them know which barn to go to. So if you have a shepherd or sheep, would you bring them up now? Yeah, you can pass them up to me. There we go. Do you have some sheep over here? Okay, a sheep. Oh, okay, thank you, Emma. All right. We're going to put one. Let's at least get him facing Jesus. And another sheep. Okay. And then, who has the angel? Do you have the angel? Okay. Do you know where it goes, Cecily? Oh, she does know where that goes. You got it? Perfect. So the angels came and told the shepherds, go to Bethlehem. And the shepherds went, and what did they see? What did they see? Who did they see?
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. Now, why is baby Jesus, why is Jesus so important that we all dress up in fancy clothes and come to church tonight and tell this story? Why is Jesus so important? Okay, that's totally okay. Why? Because he is the Son of God. And what does that mean for us? It means he was born. Anybody else? What does it mean about what God thinks about us? That may not be the right question. What is the birth of Jesus? That we're good enough to have a real person and we won't mess them up. That's pretty good. Do you know what else it tells us? It tells us two things I want you to remember. One is that God loves us. And God loves us so much, and God knows we won't mess it up, that God sent Jesus to come and be with us. And so often we talk about Jesus being the light of the world. Have you ever heard that before? So Jesus is the light of the world because Jesus' love brings light to all the dark places. So who has a star? In a minute, we're going to put the stars up to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. And I'm going to tell you how we're going to do the stars. And if anybody else has a star up there, you can bring it by on your way up to communion. and drop it off. So, but what we got to do first, so what are the two things we need to remember about Jesus? He loves us, and he is the light of the world. Who's the light of the world?
Jesus.
Very good. Okay, can you all stand up and help me bless the creche? Hold on, I'm going to move this over here. You're good, you're good, you're good. Oh, thank you. Okay, now you all got to help me bless. So hold up your hands like this. Hold up a hand like this and put it out over the creche like you're the stars. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. You have enriched our lives with every good and perfect gift, and you have commanded us to show your splendor to our children and to praise you with lives of love, justice, and joy. Be with us this night and bless this creche, that it may be a visible sign of your saving grace and love in all our Christmas celebrations. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.